From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. July 22nd. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from our public lands and waters, call to action, help protect the greater Chaco cultural landscape, one of America's most endangered historic places. In 1972, the US ratified the World Heritage Convention, a global treaty aimed at protecting cultural and natural sites of outstanding universal value. Today, 196 countries have ratified the convention, and 1,048 sites are protected worldwide. The US has 26 UNESCO World Heritage Sites, including iconic places like the Grand Canyon and Yellowstone. However, having World Heritage status doesn't guarantee protection. Some sites, like Everglades National Park, are still in danger. One such site is Chaco Culture National Historical Park in New Mexico, which gained World Heritage status in 1987. The Trump administration is now proposing to reopen over 336,000 acres surrounding the park to oil and gas development, potentially eliminating a 10-mile buffer zone that protects archaeological resources. This move would not only harm the site's integrity, but also destroy the interconnected cultural landscape and sacred places of the Pueblo peoples. The public comment period ends on July 29th, and experts recommend submitting thoughtful comments opposing the development. Next. Second, from the Hotshot Wake Up, close call. 9. Helitac crew members burned in the last week in Washington and California. More acres burned in Oregon than all of 2025. Cal Fire tests AI drones. In the last week, 9 Helitac crew members were burned in separate incidents in Washington and California. These incidents highlight the risks firefighters face on the job, especially in extreme conditions. More acres have burned in Oregon this year than in all of 2025, with nearly 500,000 acres affected so far. Many fires are still active, and temperatures are expected to reach 100 degrees in the Pacific Northwest in the coming days. Abundant lightning is also forecasted for tomorrow, which could lead to more fires. Widespread flooding is occurring across Utah's burn scars, which is a concern for firefighters and residents alike. On a more positive note, huge progress has been made on the Colorado fires. Cal Fire is testing autonomous suppression drones, which could potentially aid in firefighting efforts. These drones are equipped with AI and can navigate complex terrain to identify and extinguish fires more efficiently. Up next. Third, from phys.org. Breastfeeding rather than bottle feeding is seen as the ideal of a good mother in Instagram comments. A recent study from Pompeu Fabra University looked at how breastfeeding is portrayed on Instagram. They found that many comments on posts about motherhood associate exclusive breastfeeding with being a good mother, creating a sense of guilt in women who can't or don't want to breastfeed. This guilt often stems from the pressure to balance breastfeeding with daily responsibilities. The study suggests that this kind of discourse is becoming more common, partly because of the growing influence of Instamoms, mothers with large followings on the platform. And then, fourth, from phys.org, testing innovation speeds up detection of deadly tick-borne disease. Researchers at the University of Missouri developed a new method to detect Rocky Mountain spotted fever, a tick-borne disease, in just 40 minutes. This is a significant improvement over existing methods, which can take hours or even days to produce results. The new method combines two existing technologies, isothermal RPA, recombinase polymerase amplification, and CRISPR-Foch Cas12a. In a small study, the method accurately detected the disease-causing bacteria, Rickettsia rickettsii, in patient samples. This faster detection time could help patients receive life-saving treatment sooner. Next, fifth, from phys.org. UN report, global hunger levels ease for third consecutive year as regional disparities persist. Here's the lowdown. Global hunger levels have been decreasing for 3 years straight, which is a positive sign. But the progress is really uneven. Some regions are doing better than others, and it's not enough to meet the UN's goals for 2030. The report says that while there's been some improvement, it's still not stable, and we're not on track to end hunger worldwide by 2030. Up next, sixth, from fizz.org. Does dark energy really exist? Our work identifies cracks in the foundations of today's cosmological model. According to current understanding, the universe is expanding and is doing so at an accelerating rate. This is believed to be caused by something called the cosmological constant, which was first proposed by Albert Einstein in his theory of general relativity. And then, seventh, from fizz.org. Leveraging social expectation for charitable donations. Avoiding guilt is a powerful motivator for charitable giving, according to a study in PNAS Nexus. Masahiko Haruno and colleagues ran two experiments to determine the most effective psychological framing to encourage donations to WaterAid, an NGO working to provide clean water and sanitation worldwide. Next, eighth, from fees.org. Urgent cuts to global greenhouse gas emissions needed to avoid worst sea level rise flooding in the UK, study shows. A new study from the Met Office and University of Bristol warns that by 2100, the UK will see a 25% increase in people at risk of coastal flooding, with at least 500,000 more people affected. This is based on projections of future sea level rise. The researchers used a combination of climate models and coastal erosion data to estimate the impact, finding that the most vulnerable areas are likely to be in the south and east of England, particularly around cities like Southampton and Portsmouth. The study suggests that urgent cuts to global greenhouse gas emissions are needed to avoid the worst-case scenario. The researchers emphasise that this is not just a problem for coastal communities, but also for the entire country, as the economic and social impacts of flooding will be far-reaching. Up next, ninth, from fizz.org. Birds flying in V formation save energy with flatter flaps. New research shows. Researchers at Brown University used high-speed cameras and wind tunnels to study the flight patterns of birds in a V formation. They found that birds in the back of the formation, where the air is already disturbed by the lead bird, can save energy by using a more shallow wing flap. This technique, called induced flow, creates a cushion of air that helps reduce drag and makes it easier for the bird to fly. The study suggests that birds in the back of the formation can save up to 50% of their energy expenditure compared to flying alone. That's The Read, small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow